Hello, off-court fam. 67 days ago, I decided to take on this crazy challenge that I invented for myself called the 66-Day High Performance Challenge. And in this bonus episode, outside of the regular schedule, I thought I'd do a bit of a debrief on what the challenge is, how it went, and some of the outcomes that I got from it. So pretty, look, it's very me, I would say. I'm a very motivated person, so I don't think I needed this challenge from a motivation perspective, but I certainly like the idea of challenging myself, and this was definitely exactly that. But this challenge, I wanted to level up my routine, but also the actions that I was taking, and that ultimately aligns with my personal mantra, which is basically to be the best that I can be the best version of myself across all facets of life. So doing this challenge allowed me to publicly be accountable with the challenge and developing these new habits. So a lot of the habits that were part of this challenge were things that I've done in the past, in batches or in phases, but rarely put them together on a consistent basis and doing them over a long period of time. So this challenge was about bringing together those habits, which are all good habits in my opinion, which are high performance are high performance habits, which high performance people do, and this was a hard and intense way to bring them all together. So let me give you a quick summary of what the challenge is. So 66 days, I think it started sort of mid to late June, and these are the habits that I had to do. So I had to do two workouts every single day. One of them had to be outside, which is sometimes not nice in the middle of winter, but you gotta do what you gotta do. Daily gratitude. So essentially, if you're not familiar with gratitude or the practice of gratitude, it's basically noting down things that you are grateful for or thankful for. And often they are simple things that are, at the most basic level for us. I suppose in a privileged sense, it could be something like, I'm grateful that I have access to healthy food, whenever I want to eat, or, hot running water, or that I have a roof over my head to live in. It doesn't have to be, those basic sort of things that sometimes we do take for granted. It can be other things which I like to do, whether it's around people or things that have happened that you're grateful for. It might have been something yesterday that was good. It might be the weather. There's really no limit to that, but essentially, had to do that every single day. I did it in the morning, which I think is a grounding sort of principle, which I'll talk about. No alcohol for the 66-day challenge. High impact prioritization, which basically means think about what you're actually doing and do the important stuff first. Do the things that are going to have the biggest impact. And the other one was produce content daily, which is something that I do enjoy doing, but just haven't been consistent with it at all. So they're the main habits that I was trying to develop in this 66-day high performance challenge. I think that something like the two workouts a day is too much. I wouldn't recommend people go out and just go do two workouts a day. But I think for me, I knew, like, I know my body, I know I could do it, I know it would be super hard. But it was just about getting into that stronger rhythm and really riding home that that habit. So look, there are a number of challenges. I'm done now. So I'm at day 67. So I'm one day past the challenge. So I can kind of talk about the outcomes now. So some of the challenges that I had to face during this challenge, I got sick twice. One of them was not related, but I think one of them was due to burnout. I think I just got run down and, it took me potentially sort of up to a week to recover from that. Rolled my ankle, which means I couldn't do obviously a lot of things on my feet, like, standing weights, couldn't run. So again, that was, I would say, up to 2 weeks of modified training. I sprained my wrist like quite badly. Like it took me, again, it's still sore, but it took me 2 weeks before I could properly lift weights again. And then the other one was I got the jab during that time, and it hit me pretty hard. So it took me about 5 days to recover from that. I had all the normal post-jab symptoms. So that knocks me around a bit. But, through all those challenges, I didn't miss a session, made it work. If I sprained my wrist, instead of doing, weights, I do a bike session, or I'll do a, actually bike wasn't great for my wrist with the, the vibrations of the grip, but, running, or when I rolled my ankle, I'll do, more core strength or whatever. So you just make it work. You just, that's just adapting to life. But it started to feel like a habit, I would say around the 25 day mark. It just started to feel like clockwork. And I think a key to that was actually planning. So every Sunday, I call it my planning day, but I spend 1 to 2 hours and I basically just plan my whole week. So the three key things that I plan on a Sunday are my goals for the week and what I actually need to do to hit those goals. So I work backwards and go, these are my goals. What do I need to do, and when am I actually going to do them, on which day? The workouts I'll be doing for the week, and when, and which ones are going to be outside. So that's really key. When I look back at the log of, I do it digitally, it's pretty cool to look back on, because I cross them out with in red once I've done them, and scrolling back, there's just so many workouts. Well, 66 times 2, that's how many workouts. And the other one that I plan on a Sunday is the content that I'll produce. So that's obviously very helpful when you have a podcast, because it makes it a little bit easier to produce content. But, across different platforms, Instagram, LinkedIn, even TikTok. The key is planning around that. Which I have become very good at, which made this challenge a little bit easier, and it allowed me to develop that habit, I think, quicker than it would have otherwise. When it comes to the workouts, I was doing everything. Like, variety is key. I think if I was just doing the same thing over and over again, I think I would have burnt out really quickly. I was doing sort of 3 to 5 strength based workouts per week, which became difficult, once lockdown hit, which was about halfway through. So I couldn't go to the gym. So making do with what I've got, at home, which is, to be honest, quite minimal. You just got to adapt to that. But I was doing, the rest was all sort of variety. I didn't want to do one thing too much, due to, the burnout factor, but, running, cycling, core strength, yoga, Pilates, skipper-size, it's my own term, skipping workouts with body strength, soccer training when we weren't in lockdown. So I was getting a really good variety of things, and that's kind of planning in advance for that. which made it a lot easier, and it keeps you interested as well. It's like, oh, you know, you got to check the plan for tomorrow. It's like, oh, I've got, you know, a 20K bike ride tomorrow, or, you know, I've got yoga and an 8 kilometer run. So it keeps it really interesting. On the gratitude side, I think this is a really underrated habit, and it, look, it's a such a small thing. It literally takes 5 minutes in the morning, but it just makes you stop and go, okay, what am I actually grateful for today, this moment? And then it, what it does is it makes everything else that happens throughout the day kind of, it lessens the blow, because, you know, your daily activities and such, you're going to have adversity, you're going to have challenges thrown at you. But when you've started the day by going, oh, these are the things that I do have, and not thinking about the things that I don't have, it really softens the blow of those things, and it kind of sets you up for the day. It grounds you. It kind of gives you a bit of perspective on life. So that's a really, really underrated exercise and underrated habit to get into. I actually put a template into my Instagram story. So if you are interested in that gratitude template, be on my story highlights if you want to check it out. No alcohol. Look, for me, it wasn't that hard. I'm not a big drinker by any means. I think probably because of lockdown, reduced social situations as well. But it's not a big deal for me, but I certainly, like, it was worth it. I feel good. I think just the biggest thing for me is, you know, when I do go out and drink, it knocks me around big time. Like, the next day I just feel shit. And what that does is it just, like, if say it takes me 2 days to actually, like, properly recover physically and mentally, that's 2 days that I could have spent, you know, doing something else, you know, other than trying to survive. So you essentially lose 2 days of proper productivity, which is a huge cost. But, you know, look, that's, I don't think that's something that I'm going to continue now post-challenge. Like, I'm not going to go out and buy a slab, but, you know, in a social situation, I have no issues in having a beverage. But I think it is a good habit to form, or now and then to stop and have a break and reassess. You know, particularly with lockdown, it can be difficult. I know, you know, you have a wine at dinner, or you have a beer with dinner or something every night. That might be okay for you, but sometimes it's good to reassess and just go, well, you know, what do my habits look like? Because, you know, I don't want to get into it too much, but those habits can start building up and become more, and you start consuming more. So it's always good with all facets of life to just kind of reassess and understand what your habits are and your routines. And sometimes it is good to have a bit of a detox from that. High impact prioritization was something that I don't think I covered enough from a content perspective during the challenge. So, I mean, I covered the challenge in its entirety on my social media, but I think this is probably one area that I could have spoken about more or gone into more detail. But essentially what it is it stops you doing things that don't matter. Like, too often we fill our day with redundant tasks when we should be focusing on the things that we can do to have the highest impact. And for me, that is, you know, asking myself the question, what is the one thing that I can do that would make everything else either easier or unnecessary? Because so often we put off those hard tasks because, you know, they are hard, and we want to tick something off for the sake of ticking it off. But, you know, if we actually go and get that thing done that's going to have a big impact, everything else literally becomes easier, or in some circumstances becomes unnecessary. You know, if you do that one hard thing, you don't have to go and tick off 50 small things because you've already done it. So that was a big thing for me. I started developing really good habits around prioritizing tasks within a time frame as well. So I started working in, and it's something I've done in the past, but I started working in 45-minute blocks throughout the day and then having a 15-minute rest. And when I say rest, it's, just standing up, stop looking at a screen or whatever, or, just change your scene, go outside, get into the sun. And it's been a really good way to sort of refresh and reevaluate. As I was just saying before, it's really good to always stop and just go, what am I actually doing? Does this align with my goals today or the week? So that's been really good. At the start of the day, I've been planning out my priorities, doing the high impact stuff with the most important, and working back from there. And then if there's time to do those other tasks, I will do them. And on the content front, producing content, I mentioned I was kind of across a few different social media platforms, but and obviously, as I said, the podcast helps. But it's been really good to, I suppose, be a lot more consistent with it. It's something I've done in the past in short bursts, but then, business gets really busy and I taper off. But I'm obviously a lot more consistent with it now, and that's something that I'm certainly looking to keep on, beyond the challenge. Producing content is a long game. All right, so here are my outcomes from the challenge, which I think people will be interested in. I'm around 25% physically stronger, from a physical strength point of view than when I started. The last 5 to 6 weeks of the challenge, I wasn't able to get into the gym because of lockdown. So I think that could have been even higher had I been able to maintain my training at the gym, which I was, going really well in the first half of the challenge, and then had to make do with, what I've got at home. And it's obviously in a lockdown, very difficult to get your hands on any sort of, at home fitness equipment. I'm more emotionally grounded, I think largely due to the practice of gratitude. It's amazing what it can do for you in the morning by setting up your day. It makes the impacts of, that daily adversity and challenges much softer because you have a sense of what's really important in your life. I'm more focused. I don't think I know I didn't need any help in being motivated. I'm as determined as they come, but I do feel like I was able to be more productive, focus in more clearly on the goals that I actually wanted to achieve, and my efforts became more aligned with that. Another outcome is I launched this podcast during the challenge, which has already had a few thousand downloads in a short space of time. I've been able to get some really incredible guests on the podcast so far, with even more lined up in the coming weeks and months. So, that's been an outcome of the challenge, refocusing, aligning myself with my goals, and this podcast coming out the other side. And new business, not much to say yet, but I will reveal more on this podcast in the coming weeks. But I've been working away at launching a new product-based business in the sports culture space. The brand's designed, products are ordered, trademarks submitted, and we're well underway, looking at potentially late October, early November launch. So that may be closer aligned than you think. But I will talk more about that in this podcast in due course. But yeah, that's been the review of my 66-day high performance challenge. Look, and to round it off, would I recommend this to someone I know, a family member? And my answer is no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't recommend doing this challenge, for anyone. Some might be surprised to hear that, but I think there's some impacts there that you need to consider, and one of them is the intensity and the burnout factor of this. And obviously, legally speaking, if you were to consider doing this, certainly consult you know, consult your doctor or personal trainer. I'm not a personal trainer. I'm not a scientist. I have no, you know, backing to be able to tell you that you should or shouldn't do this. But look, the reason I say I wouldn't recommend it is because I think two workouts a day is too much. I think one workout a day is the sweet spot. You know, I think unless you're an elite athlete or your body can, you know, weather two workouts a day, I don't think you should be doing it personally. But that's your call. I think everything else is pretty, you know, you should be doing it anyway. So things like gratitude, you should be doing in the morning or at night or both. I know people that do it both and speak very highly of that. You know, high impact prioritization, it's really a no-brainer, should be doing that. You know, alcohol is kind of quite discretionary. It's, you know, it's more or less a personal opinion. It's up to you whether you want to do that, but I always think it's a good idea to kind of detox from that for a certain period. And producing content, I honestly believe that everyone should be producing content. Like, you know, it really doesn't matter if you're in what work you're in or what niche you're in. You know, I just think there's so much value to be added to your personal brand through producing content. Like, look, I don't want to get too far off on a tangent here, but if you're, say, a nurse in a specific area, and I don't want to use a specific area to sound silly because I don't know, but if you were to start, say, a podcast on a specific niche, a specific area, a specific topic that you've kind of specialized in, or start writing articles on a blog, or, you know, just start writing on LinkedIn or something, your brand elevation over time, it's just going to go up and up and up. And when an employer is looking for someone for a certain position that requires certain knowledge, they may have read your articles or may have listened to your podcast and go, oh, that person's going to be perfect for this. I'm going to go and approach them rather than, you know, waiting for people to apply. So, you know, from in my perspective, that's kind of one example of how producing content can heighten your personal brand. And there's more, certainly more examples than just that one basic one. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but ultimately I think if you're not producing content, you're missing out on being a high-performing individual. So that's the round out of my 66-day high-performance challenge. Ultimately, I got a significant number of benefits from it. I had quite a few challenges. I think I, as I mentioned, I burnt out at least once, which is not great for, you know, your health. So you have to consider that. But ultimately, I'm very happy that I did it. I'm very proud that I was able to complete the challenge. And I hope that this review was somewhat insightful for those that have been following the challenge. And thanks for listening.